Chapter 21. There was a muffled clap of thunder and a shower of rock and dirt burst from the mouth of the tunnel. Moments later, Pedro Cantor emerged into the hazy sunlight, bits of molten stone dripping from his fingertips.
"It is done," Zethia said.
She stood upon a shadowy ledge high upon Darkridge, surrounded by Shaniel and her rangers.
"Cantor has triumphed. Aletok has escaped its tragic fate."
Sighs of gladness rose from the assembled rangers. Shaniel knelt, smiling, and raised her long rifle to her shoulder. She laid the aiming point onto Cantor's forehead. She was forestalled by a light touch upon her shoulder.
"Stay your hand, Pathfinder."
The ranger frowned.
"Why, Farseer? A common foe does not make us friends. Cantor is a fearsome warrior. Better he die here than face us on a battlefield in years to come."
Zethia leaned lightly upon her spear. She could feel the threads of fate shifting about her, the weft and weave altering to account for the severing of the orc leader's thread. A new web was woven in place of the old.
"Cantor's end lies elsewhere," the Farseer said.
Her fists tightened about the haft of her witchblade.
"He will die at the hands of another, and his foe will perish with him. I have foreseen it."
She turned to the rangers, her expression hidden behind her inscrutable war mask.
"Our task here is done. The craft world beckons, O saviors. Let us depart."
Shaniel stared at Cantor down the scope of her long rifle for a moment longer, then acquiesced with a gentle sigh. Sure-footed and silent, the rangers withdrew. Zethia Tuanen remained until the last, watching the crimson fists making their way slowly down the gorge. Cantor had removed his battered helm, his careworn face turned up to the sky. For the moment, the haggard warrior seemed to be at peace. As the Space Marines passed below her, she raised her spear in a silent farewell.
"Until we meet again," the Farseer said.
And then she was gone. That was Traitor's Gorge by Mike Lee. Read by Robin Bowerman. Copyrighted to Games Workshop 2014.